Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Power Slide podcast for our Rally Safari preview. I am Dimitris, and today I'm joined by Maxi.
Hello.
Silver.
Hi.
And Zenor.
Hello.
It's been a hard day's night, as the Beatles would say. But no, it's actually been 6 weeks since the previous rally. And in the meantime, a lot has went down. We've had a new rule set approved by the FIA, which is due to be even more approved in June with more details, etc. Rally Safari had, we learned that Rally Safari has basically kicked the bucket in the meantime. And what else did we learn? I mean, we learned to love each other.
The real rally is... Okay, I forgot my train of thought. I was going to do a very funny thing, but I didn't.
He forgot.
Yes.
Anyway, back to the important stuff. Rally Safari is on this week, and we are all excited for it, but it could be the last Safari for a good, good while. That's because, and my fellow podcasters will back me up on this, the off-season for the Kenyans has been rather difficult, to say the least. Would anyone like to fill in for me on this part so that I don't do a monologue?
Basically, there's allegations of... what's the word? Corruption?
Corruption.
Thank you. Yes. Money not being paid to the service providers of previous years, not wanting to work with the rally anymore. Rally director being sacked and then re-signed, or not sacked, I guess he resigned and then re-signed for that role, which gave a bit
Silver,
more jeopardy.
Silver, you're not giving an oral exam.
Yeah, all right. You just put me on the spot a little bit.
You put yourself
you
in
have, yeah, you have to fill 2 minutes.
So basically, who's also not getting paid is the promoter.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The promoter has not received their payment for this event, allegedly, which is basically clear cut. If you miss your payment, you're not really going to feature a lot in the future. Rally Safari has a contract until 2026, but recent developments have put that contract in doubt.
Yes.
Just yes.
Having to pay the promoter is a can of worms which I will not open today.
It's... Why?
I don't like
it. Is it complicated?
If WRC wants a round, they should pay for it, and not the other way around. It's the same problem.
After this rather communist view of reality,
our rallies.
Find out more about Maxi's communist utopia in the East German Rally Championship season review. Basically, as you know, the second rally guide was late. The itinerary was the same as last year, but it since had some small modifications so that Sleeping Warrior has a new finish and that Kedong is reversed. The service park wasn't built until yesterday, and we're recording this on a Monday. The stages hadn't been marked properly with signs, like boards, advertisements, etc. You know what's on the stage. And that was because the organizers were fearing that they would be interfered with by animals.
But why am I a communist if the elephant fucking eats the ants?
What?
I love how they brought up this concern on the fourth edition.
Yes.
Like, yes, we have this problem. We didn't really have it the last 3 years, but now we have problem. We cannot do anymore.
Nor, you know, 20 years ago.
Well, yeah, but that's different organizing stuff.
Yeah, that's different because we had 80-kilometer stage.
Yeah, we had actual safari, you know.
I mean, this year could be proper safari because we've seen the recce conditions and they look cancelable
cars,
if it wasn't safari.
Cars not being able to do recce.
Yeah.
There was a video that Toyota released of a helmet cam of Calais doing some tests. My man said one puddle and his car just went 90 degrees to the left.
That's
he
what
beached it.
That's what aquaplaning for you in.
Exactly, but it's very heavy.
And they weren't even testing in Kenya. They were testing in, I don't know. I know for a fact that Hyundai tested in the south of Spain.
Why?
That's where they do the rough gravel testing. That's also where the W2RC round, like near Almeria, is with very rough gravel.
Silver, it makes more sense than M Sport testing in Cumbria.
Well, it does, but it still doesn't make an awful lot of sense.
Well, I mean, based on what we've seen, the team that's done the most representative testing is definitely Toyota, that tested in very wet, rutted, muddy conditions. Whereas Hyundai was a bit like, it was rough gravel, but it was like the most rain we saw was a bit of drizzle when we first saw the snoggles, which we will get into. Mm. And Ford is just meh.
Well, they just stepped out the door of the factory and said, yes.
Yes. Is it wet? Yes. Is
this
it
patch of mud is Kenya?
They went to the Kenyan embassy and said, can we claim on your back alley?
Instead of sleeping warrior, they had sleeping angry chav.
Sleepy chap.
Sleepy chappy, yes.
Eepy chap.
Eepy chippy chappy. Okay.
Yes, we talked about testing. Now, let's get into the stage conditions. Despite last week showing that there could be a little to no rain in the event, the heavens have opened this weekend especially, and we've seen stages being eaten alive on their own because we've seen many mud, like we saw on the recce, and we saw how a few spots of rain can make the difference in safari. We saw it in 2021 in Sleeping Warrior where we saw everyone just sliding off into that junction. In 2022, did we have rain in 2022? Yes, we did. We did, because we saw the Evo on the stage that it was raining.
Yes, we did. And but didn't Tanak's windscreen also fuck up?
Oh, yeah, and it was also when Yuval hit Solberg.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
And in 2023 was a horrible rally. Nothing happened.
Very
literally nothing happened. So let's not talk about 2023. So yeah, rain can make the difference. Even if it's a whole lot amount, which is a good thing. If we have a lot of rain, I think if the conditions are completely like disaster, like Acropolis Rake, if you remember, you can't drive. It's like driving on water. But I am looking for
the boat out.
Our African correspondent isn't on this episode, unfortunately, but we need him the most.
If you're listening, write us.
Hi, Sen, we love you.
Passlightpod@gmail.com.
That's actually our Gmail.
Yes, you can write to us.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to sponsor us.
No.
You can also write to us there.
Yes.
Yes, or if you'd like me to write a favorable article about your rally. Guanajuato Nations rally.
No shade whatsoever.
I'm sorry.
Name here, Power Slide Podcast.
Yes. Lona Esti Rally brought to you by the Power Slide Podcast, for example.
Yes. Yes.
Or Corn Rally Arweiler brought to you by the Power Slide Podcast.
Yeah.
Or what's in Greece?
Rally Stereas Elados.
I mapped that.
Yeah,
Tavros.
Yeah, yeah.
Kedavros
is... Historical Acropolis, really, Greece.
Yes. Kedavros is next week, actually, and only has 19 entries, so that might be cancelled. Wow. Yeah. Enough about Greek and cheat data. Now we talk about driver. Thierry Neuville, lead championship. Silver cry every time he see his face in mirror and go, why Thierry Neuville? Why first? And Zenor also go, look at mirror and go, So Thierry Neuville is leading the championship and he's going to be cleaning the road, which is actually a good thing insofar unless there's an insane amount of water, as I previously mentioned. We saw that Ogier won first on the road in 2021 after Neuville had his suspension failure in I don't remember what the stage name was, but it was the first stage of Sunday. And in 2022, Kalle won from first on the road. In 2023, Ogier won, but Kalle was also very close in second. So being first on the road is definitely not a disadvantage, as it would be in like Acropolis or Sardinia or Portugal. Especially on day one when you have Gedong with a fesh-fesh, where it just gets ruttier and more like a plowed gravel field, especially if there's going to be rain, then being first of the road could be an advantage for Neuville. But has Hyundai actually figured out what end reliability is? So far this season, it would seem so. Yeah. But
it's Safari.
But yeah, it's Safari, and yeah. Safari has been Toyota's hunting ground, basically. They've won all three of the past editions. And the last year, they did a 1-2-3-4.
I believe so, yes.
I hope that doesn't happen again.
Well, that's... Did I predict that? Hold on.
Toyota are also yet to win a rally this season. Hyundai have done a 2-4-2.
Yes,
so it's quite interesting.
It is.
Now, Elfyn Evans. Not a chance.
No.
Not a chance. I don't think he'll win.
He might be slow enough to finish.
Yeah. He'll finish in the top five for sure, but I don't think he'll win.
No way. No way
he'll win. I think
Tanaka Katsuta is more likely to win this rally than Elfyn Evans. my hot take. That's my hot take.
That's why you are... What is silver? Zener, help me here.
A special person.
Thank you.
That's why silver is a sellotape.
What? And on that bombshell...
Hillary.
Who's dead? Ah, Formoy's dead in the standings.
Yes, he is.
How could I forget? Yeah. What do we expect of M-Sport?
Not much.
I mean, Formol showed speed.
Yes, hopefully not by. That would be a win. It's a Puma.
I think the Puma might just self-destruct.
Sorry.
If it self-constructs, that's a good thing. It saves them some money.
It could self-destruct.
Didn't Formol like get his first stage win in Safari as well?
In 2021 by doing a massive cut, yes.
And being penalized after.
Yes.
He did a very good time on the second pass as well.
Yeah.
But he didn't cut on the second pass.
No, he cut.
Hold on.
Again?
Yes.
Huh.
He cut. Not cut as in meow, you know, but cut as in the corner.
But like doing that in a Fiesta, and I do think that late 2021 Fiesta is a bit worse than the Puma is now.
Oh, it's not a bit worse, it's way worse.
Yeah.
Because the Puma can get a podium, even in the situations we saw in Sweden. Formol was second on pace in Sweden. Held Elfyn Evans behind on Saturday with ease, and he was doing great. And then he decided to settle for third, which is fair enough, I guess. I would have liked to see him finish second, but it is what it is. I think Formol could be the surprise of the season, as the championship is, as we go further and further into the championship. Well, unless he's Puma.
He could be, but I'm also scared to hype him.
But like him settling into third just shows that he basically knows how far to, like, he learned from his past mistakes where he just
he's no longer
full beans and then die. Yeah.
He's no longer in the Kamiyi, Furmo, Lube circle of you crash, you go slowly on the next rally to finish, your car dies, you then go even slower to finish, you crash, you even go slower to finish, your car dies, and it's that loop of sadness that he's experienced in 2022 and Lube experienced in 2021 and 2023, and Kamiyi is just Kamiyi, whatever. So Munster is going to be like 8th. Okay, whatever. And
that's bold. That's assuming 8 WRC cars finish.
Well, Super Rally exists, Silver.
Do you think?
Yes. Newey finished 5th in 2022 with a Super Rally.
Well, yeah, but that's like Super Rally.
And
like
you have on paper stage three other non-rally car, non-rally one cars.
Non-rally cars. That would be interesting to see on Safari.
Oh yeah, the Daihatsu Coben Rally 2 kit WRC.
Hell yeah.
Not the stock Yaris GR.
I think that Furmo can be in the top 5, Munster can be in the top 5 DNFs. Because Munster Sweden was abysmal.
There was a bit
he was
awful,
closer
yeah.
to Bertelli than
in the pack, yeah.
Then I don't remember who the other person was that was slow. Anyway, who else do we have? Ah, rest of Hyundai. Oit Tanak. Can Oit Tanak actually finish without issue this time?
If Hyundai not die, maybe.
Yes, but the Hyundai not die in Monte and Sweden. What happened then?
Getting used to car.
Yes.
He drove same car 2022.
But 2022, 2024, year between. You know, forget.
He has...
You've broken,
rally Alzheimer's.
Yes.
Alzheimer's.
That would explain a lot, actually.
Safari has not been really kind to Oit Tanak in the past all years, basically, because in 2021 he finished third, but he could have won. Yeah, but he... Yeah. In 2022, retire. Last year, basically retirement. The Ford was nowhere. They were just...
There.
And what can he do this year? Can he get a podium? Perhaps.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Can he get a win? Also, perhaps. Do I think it's likely? Rather not.
No.
Maxi, I was gonna call you Matt there for a second. Sorry.
Oh God.
Maxi, what do you think Tanak can achieve on of the Safari?
Well, Tanak has shown speed, but he never. He was just unlucky, basically. Every time he went to Kenya.
Story of Oit Tanak for the last 3 years, I'd say.
Yes, but like, if one rally basically smacks the shit out of your luck.
Monte Carlo,
could take it to. Yeah.
Newville has
so
been more unlucky in Safari, I'd say.
Well, hitting Solberg was kind of on him.
Yeah, but still, I mean, in 2021, just collapse, suspension, not hit anything, just collapse. Yeah. No, 2021. 2023, that also happened. I forgot about that fucking geothermal stage. I hate that stage. I hate that Mexico ass stage. I don't like geothermal. It's not even Safari. It looks like Mexico, but faster. It's not Safari. Put the shakedown, like do shakedown or crew. I much rather have that than geothermal.
Shakedown or crew. Our avid RBR players will get that one, and our Czech listeners.
And well, Slavic listeners, I guess.
So,
it's all the same ish.
No, anyway.
In terms of language,
Zeno trying to start another Balkan war.
The checks aren't in the bottom. Maxi, please start talking. Yes. So basically,
I'm a firm believer in bad spirits, so I do think when I go through my pick-ems again, I've put him not in a podium position, but more like fifth.
Today, we found out that Maxi, A, believes in communism. B, is an avid ghost hunter because he believes in his bad. who else do we have? Ah, Kalle. I think Kalle can win this. He's won before.
He likes
rain, especially when
it favors him.
But starting further back on the road could be a disadvantage of this rally, unless it the heavens open and.
Well, that's kind of happening right now.
Yeah.
If you look at the recce images, then it's kind of just it. It looks more like a 4x4 off-road event than WRC.
Oh my!
Yeah, it does look like
Klopperiat. Yes.
It does look a bit like a W2RC round than a WRC round.
Not enough sand for that.
Whatevs. It looks like an Extreme E round. Does that make you?
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Oh God! I wanted to do something very funny there, but that would have put us off the air in the Middle East.
That there are not enough mines on the road.
I'm not doing this.
No, that's Rally Bosnia.
I can do it.
I was gonna make that joke.
I can do it after if you want.
The Bosnian Ypres.
Oh Lord.
Forbidden chicanes.
Who else have won? Katsuta crashed in Sweden. He got his first podium in Safari and has gotten a podium in Safari in all years apart from last year. So
basically podium death.
Yeah, podium again. No, he finished fourth. Now his career is podium or death, or that's a great time from young Taka-san.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that was such a good time from Tucker.
And they don't mention anything if he's bad.
Ah, you gotta feel for young Taka Katsuta.
Oh, yeah.
I think Latvala put it perfectly. He was asked in a rather, I'd say it was a bit too straightforward, the question that he was asked from Dirtfish, that you can't, they asked Latvala, you can't deny that Katsuta now crashes from high positions frequently. That's an issue. And he said, I think that Katsuta is trying to reach a level too high, too fast. So the pace gap that he needs to climb to be consistently at the front, he needs to do so that he doesn't crash. So he needs to go step by step instead of just going, wow, now on podium.
Probably that.
Kalle did. Kalle did mid-2021. Mm. He can't do that. He doesn't have the facilities for that, if I speak the language of the millennial. I think this could be a bounce back rally for Katsuta.
Maybe.
Sure, but I mean, we'll see, because he's never done well in the rain. I mean, apart from Japan 2023.
Well, after going off.
After everyone DNF'd and no one pushed.
And after he went off himself.
Yes. So.
Did we talk about Munster? I think we did.
We talked about Munster, yes. We said that.
All that's left is Zurdan Serdaridis.
Forgot about
that. Yeah, he forgot it was retired as well.
I didn't believe it when he said he was retiring.
Yeah, and he was back in Monty immediately.
Yes. Well, I never see WRC, you know.
You've got to be happy. He's one of the two Greek crews this rally.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, Vasilakis.
Oh, God.
Serdaridis spent one day in a senior home and immediately dipped.
He was like, not for me, no.
Vasilakis did the Matthew Wilson stages rally. He finished behind Mark II Escort in a Ford Fiesta rally too.
He did the East African Safari Classic Rally in a Porsche 911.
Cedric also did that.
With Gregoire Munster as a co-driver.
No, that was Cedric. Yes.
Yeah, no, yes, Cedric, that's what I mean.
Yes. So, it's not a good day to be Greek.
When is it?
On WRC2, we have Gus Greensmith, who makes his WRC2 debut this year.
Solberg will last literally meters of fun. he will DNF on Friday.
Solberg eligible for points in the WRC2?
He'll crash.
That means he will crash.
It's now an awkward time to mention that I've got Solberg winning WRC2 in my pickings.
Yes, that's not a good idea in Safari. Or ever.
I mean, Solberg did look mega in Sweden, but yet again, he's good in Sweden.
He's good in snow.
That's the one. He's basically Zener. He can only be consistently fast on snow.
Yeah, he did Arctic Rally Finland in the WRC, and everyone went, wow. And then he proceeded to be crap for 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh no, Lauka!
Did he snapped. Okay, anyway.
Anyways.
Before we have Petter Solberg adding us on Twitter.
He follows us.
Yes. Before we have him adding us on Twitter. Nicolas Jammer is doing this. Yes. Nicolas Jammer is doing this rally for some reason.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Who even is this team? I think it's Tusi Competition.
Yes.
Tusi Competition probably had some money to burn. And they were like,
let's go destroy an I-20 Rally 2 chassis.
Will someone tell Sherman that Kenya is not a tarmac event?
Nice.
Maybe he's just like banking on the fact that no one will finish. I will go slower, 3 points. But
three points.
3 points, yes. Gets beaten by all the locals.
No chance.
Gets beaten by an Evo.
No chance. Like, the locals are bad.
Hey, Tunda was like, what? How far up was he in 2021?
14. Karl Flash Tunda is one to look out for this rally, according to Kenyan media.
Karl Tunda got third in WRC3.
He got third in WRC2 last year.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah, Karl Pundo should not be slapped on here.
I'm sorry, Karl Pundo. Won't happen again.
Also, where did Karan Patel finish on his attempt? Oh, he retired last year.
Anyways, do we have anything else interesting in the intro list?
I mean, we didn't talk
Charles
about
Charles Munster, I guess.
Oh, God. Charles Munster is doing it. Okay, back to Greensmith. Can Greensmith win? No.
Yeah.
Solberg will crash, Greensmith can't win, the locals are crap, who do you actually have winning this?
Francesco Galoschi!
Or is this a Martin Prokop situation and everyone crashes?
Oh, God!
Vasilakis wins.
No, thank you. I have Solberg to win.
Oh my God.
I don't believe it will happen.
You just didn't want to be seen predicting someone else.
Yeah, I don't want to say that Kaido is going to win because...
I don't think anyone other than the Polish think that's happening.
Ogvist,
for God's
sake.
Oh God,
Ogvist. Oh God.
Yeah, perdone. Kaito. We have...
Du-du-du-du. Kayetan.
Oh my God.
WRC2 is going to be one of the categories of all time, this rally.
Why is Diego Dominguez Jr. doing WRC2 in a Citroën?
Because he also has drove the Citroen before.
Yes, but why?
Gaining experience, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? He did well in Safari last year. He won it in his class.
Yeah, but there was like no one else running in that class.
Are you
speaking of no one else running in a class? There's one Rally 3. Oh, yeah.
Is it because Kimathi McRae no longer has his dad on board? Number one.
No.
Is it because that woman murdered Is it because that woman murdered her boyfriend?
And is now in
and
jail.
And she's now in prison.
Yeah.
Can't be. I'm sure he has a valid reason.
So basically, Hamza Anwar was the only one left.
Congratulations to Hamza Anwar for being Kenyan and having money. And the rest will get disqualified in the pre-event scrutineering as was last year.
Oh yeah, that was ridiculous. Everyone was getting excluded.
I'm pretty sure they were like, okay, we have car. Yeah. That's not a car. That's made out of cardboard. No!
Lancia in 1986.
No!
No, it is car. Look at it from this direction.
Yeah, you can't say cardboard without car.
Good job.
In other news, should we do other predictions?
Sure. Would anyone like to write them down? Because I don't have a piece of paper in front of me.
My keyboard is very clicky, so then I'll do it. Yeah.
I will. Yeah.
Wow. This is first time I till.
Well then, I guess I'll do the predictions then.
Yes.
The center is happy he's given some responsibility.
Yay!
I screwed something up.
In 1 week's time where he was like, I was supposed to keep them?
I have them on my phone. They will be kept.
In before he drops his phone in the toilet and they are lost forever.
Or
it's fine. It's on Google Keep. It will be on the internet.
Oh, Lord.
Even
the Chinese will know our predictions.
Okay, can I go first, Zenor? Did you say my name?
Yes, I did, yes.
I will go with Kaleiro Vampyra.
Mm-hmm.
Is this first or fifth?
First. Kaleiro Vampyra, Oit Tanak,
mm-hmm.
Thierry Neuville,
Takamoto
Katsuta, Takamoto Katsuta in fourth, and in fifth, fuck it, for more. Let's do something different so that we don't all have the same predictions and we can actually tweet a prediction.
I think they're going to be very different on this one, actually.
Yeah.
Good. And in WRC2, Solberg, Kajetanovic.
Maxi, your turn.
Yes, let me do one little last change. I'll be done in a second. Okay. I have Calais winning, mm-hmm. Neuville second, Evans third, Fourmore fourth, and Tanak fifth.
Mm.
And in WRC2, I have Greensmith winning, Solberg second, and Kartundos third.
Mm-hmm. Silver then.
Well, I'm going to start from fifth.
You
I always do this. Anyway,
he's special.
Three, four.
Zenor was represented with five numbers.
This is Zenor number five.
Bum, 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 ba-da-dum.
Go on, Silver.
Fifth, EP.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth, Oit Tanak.
Mm-hmm.
Third, Taka. Second, Elvin.
Mm-hmm.
And Kale wins.
So you've gone for a Toyota 1-2-3.
1-2-3, yes. There is no 4, Demi.
No four. Four.
Ah, yeah.
There is no four. Taka is three. So no four.
Three.
Three
here on stage.
WRC
my
two.
Turn.
No, WRC
oh,
two.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's
oh,
trying yeah. to rob me of points we're not giving out. Third.
Silver.
Third. Karan Patel.
Slight intermissions.
Mm-hmm. Second, Karl Dundo. First, Gus Greensmith.
Where is Gaito?
Nowhere. he's probably still on SS16 or something.
You do know that Solberg, even if he super rallies, he's going to be 10 minutes ahead of Patel.
No.
Okay, bet. Do you have a bet?
No.
If okay.
No, hold on. If Solberg with super rally.
Yeah.
And Patel doesn't super rally.
Yeah. Or super rallies less.
Yes. And Solberg finishes ahead of him. I'll buy you a Hesburger ice cream.
Yay.
Is anyone keeping track of the Hesburger bets, by the way?
No.
No. I'm buying him one.
Timmy's buying me one, I think.
I am buying you, yes.
Alright. Basically, everyone pays for another person's meal.
Yes.
And
so you can just basically buy yourself.
Yes.
One. Yes.
Right.
And Zener, your own?
I've got Gala winning. Surprise, uh-huh. Surprise. Tanak in second. Then Lappi.
Oh.
And then Evans, and then Katsuta.
We didn't talk about Lappi.
No, we didn't. Oh, he's only the winner from the previous rally.
And he was doing really well in Safari last year before his prop shaft went kaput.
Four times.
Maybe I switch for Mo with Lappi again. Because that was the change I did.
Whoopsie.
It's fine, no one listens to
this. Anyways. WRC2, I've got Tundo third.
No, I'm putting.
No, you're not putting.
Meanwhile,
you're not playing golf.
If you are, you're off this podcast.
Go
anyways, Gaita second and Gus winning.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Anything else?
Zener, would you like to do the outro?
Not particularly, no. We know what happened last time.
We do. That was fun.
Jimmy, would you do the honors?
Sure. Thank you all for listening to one of the worst Postlight podcasts of all time.
Huh?
Fine.
Yeah, we will be back for the Kenya review if we're not A, dead, B, sick, C,
abducted,
assassinated by the Kenyan government, yes, for writing an opinion piece that the rally is going to die soon. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.